The show is brought to you by our generous patrons at patreon.com/falloutlorecast.
Robots Radio presents
The Fallout Lorecast.
Welcome to The Fallout Lorecast, a place for the Fallout community to come together to explore the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. My life was very boring. I was raised in a vault. I lived there for many years. Unfortunately, we were crowded and life was very bad. Then there was a schism and many people left, taking with them the best equipment. Still, some of us tried to stay in the vault, but then we were attacked and I was hurt and I ended up here. And well, now I try to help people. Hey, Vault Dwellers, welcome to Fallout Lorecast. This is a mini-sode specifically about Vault 15. In that intro, you heard me read a quote from Katrina in Shady Sands in Fallout 1. And Vault 15 has an interesting history. It is almost as important, I would say, as Vault 13 to the history of the entire series. And if you've, just like a lot of these early numbered vaults, if you've played through Fallout 1 or Fallout 2, you may have run into information about Vault 15 or some of the residents who used to be residents of Vault 15. And you may also know some of those residents from Fallout New Vegas. You see, Vault 15 was an experiment vault. It was not a control vault. It was set to stay closed for 50 years, specifically exactly 50 years, and the individuals who were let into the vault initially all came from diverse backgrounds. And so that creates this interesting melting pot. And if history serves us right, whenever you take a bunch of people from a bunch of different backgrounds with a lot of different ideas and a lot of beliefs, and you initially put them together, for a very short amount of time in a very cramped space, you end up with conflict. Now, over time, that can adjust, but Vault 15 plays out in what may be a very predictable manner. And we'll get into that in a minute. Let's start with some of the background. Vault 15 was a large underground shelter, just like any of these other vaults. And what's interesting about Vault 15 is that the construction went smoothly and without delays. And I guess that was very common across many of the vaults for there to be delays and things not to always go smoothly. And according to the wiki, it says they went smoothly and without delays, even despite additional work poured into reinforcing the third level of the vault to ensure protection against earthquakes. So in this part of the world, earthquakes are very common, so that makes sense. As part of the social experiment conducted by Vault-Tech Industries, only people of radically diverse ideologies and cultures were granted places in the vault to gain data on their interactions and potential failure over the 50 years it was planned to stay sealed. When the Great War came on October 23rd, 2077, the dwellers reported to the vault and entered it. The shelter was sealed. Contact with other vaults was lost. So that diverse group of people enter this vault not to have conversations or communication with the outside world for at least 50 years. As the years went by, the conditions within the vault deteriorated. Population control was not implemented correctly, and by 2097, the vault was overcrowded with correspondingly bad living conditions. Conflict was imminent. In spring, the situation exploded. Spring of 2097, there was a schism, as it was stated in the quote at the beginning, among the dwellers, and the vault was finally opened. Most of the dwellers marched out, stripping the shelter of the best equipment, including the Garden of Eden creation kit, which we discussed a little bit recently. A small group stayed behind, trying to continue living in the now gutted vault. The dwellers that left the vault would eventually form very distinct communities. Now, this may be some of the best and some of the worst, because Vault 15 is the origin not only for Shady Sands, which is one of the main settlements in Fallout 1. And Shady Sands was created with Vault 15's Gek. They used it to found the settlement and grow the food and create a livable place for those people. Everybody else banded into raider tribes. So Vault 15 created one of the best locations in the wasteland and three of the worst groups. This includes the Vipers, the Jackals, and for those of you who are more familiar with Fallout New Vegas, the Khans. The Khans originally came from the community that was part of Vault 15. Now, some people did stay in the vault, and the wiki goes on to explain that the vault itself continued along until it was invaded. And remember, the people who left took most of the valuable things out of the vault. So the people who were still in the vault didn't have a whole lot to go off of. It goes on and says, the attackers used a shaped charge to breach the vault door, which must have been very powerful because those doors are huge and thick. The vault was subsequently abandoned. Its condition deteriorated as the tremors caused the second and third level walls to give away to tons of rock, burying vital sections of the vault. Wildlife and scavengers completed the destruction. Now, you may also remember Vault 15 as being one of the places that the Vault Dweller was sent to go look for a water chip. And in the story of Fallout 1, the Vault Dweller does make their way to Vault 15 and is very disappointed because there's not a whole lot left there. Now, the history of Vault 15 goes on. There's actually more. This isn't the end of the story. The wiki tells us that even as the New California Republic formed in 2189, the vault was left abandoned. So this is another 100 years later, almost. The primary reason was arguments over excavation rights between the Republic and salvage teams, raiders, people worshipping the vault, and ghoul scavengers. The largest problems manifested in the early 2240s. After the NCR abandoned Vault 15, following another excavation operation a few years before 2241, their old base was claimed by a group of wastelanders with nowhere to go, who formed a squat on the surface. When the NCR tried to reclaim the vault and the vital computer parts within, they were stopped by the squatters. So the vault was basically claimed by squatters who decided that this was going to be their new home. Now, I guess there aren't that many good places to live in the wasteland, and it's better to take something than nothing. So it goes on to explain that the reason for their obstinacy, for the squatters' obstinacy, was twofold. One, Vault 15 was the only home they knew, and if they yielded to the Republic, to the NCR, they would be homeless again. And two, they were actually covering for a group of raiders, the new Khans, under Darien. Darien promised the squatters that the vault was being repaired by his men to provide them with shelter, food, and water. However, in reality, all food and water was coming from Khan raids against caravans. The vault was dead. Darien also managed to plant a spy in the NCR Congress, giving him near-perfect intel on the NCR. So it was a much more complicated situation than just some squatters wanted the vault. This situation is a part of Fallout 2 and was eventually, according to canon, resolved by the Chosen One, your character. And that's the last we hear about Vault 15. Now, it would be interesting to uncover some more about what's in those bottom two floors and what things were lost to time. I'm not sure what was down there, but it seems that this vault was actually very well prepared, other than the fact that they had crammed a bunch of people of different backgrounds and ideologies in the same place and it was overcrowded. But there may be other technology and things that weren't originally removed from the vault that got buried underneath it. So that'd be interesting to find out more about that. But the biggest thing about this vault, the most interesting thing, is that this group of people could not get along so much and created so much tension, and the kinds of people who were willing to go out into the world and become raiders, that it actually founded three of the most prominent gangs in the wasteland, especially the Khans, who were known for all sorts of terribleness and expand very far into the wasteland. So that's it for Vault 15. Next vault on the list is Vault 17. And if you're familiar with this one, then you may know a little something about people who were turned into super mutants. See you next time, Wastelanders. And until then, try and get along with your neighbors so you don't turn into raiders. Probably just a good idea. All right, see you guys later.
Thanks for listening to the Fallout Lorecast. All sounds and music are owned by Bethesda Softworks, and no copyright infringement is intended. If you have something you'd like to contribute to the show, please contact us at falloutlorecast@gmail.com or follow us and post some messages to us on Twitter at @FalloutLorecast.
And if you'd like to support the show, tell a friend or check out the rewards you can get for becoming a patron at patreon.com/falloutlorecast.
I really appreciate you listening, and I'd love to hear from you soon.